Yeah, and to Brian's point, I mean, we really saw a lot of that S&P 500 rally in the middle part of the week. That was after JP Morgan Chase kind of kicked off earnings season with the big banks really across the board towards the latter part of next week reporting loan growth that wasn't necessarily there quite yet, but that the green shoots could be there for, kind of some more underlying fundamental demand for credit in the later part of this year, maybe quarter four or even the first quarter of next year. And that optimism was a big reason why I think we saw markets rally. But what's been really interesting to me has just been bond yields across the board. When you take a look at the U.S. 10-year this morning appearing to rip higher, I think I saw a 161 basis point handle on the 10-year. I think that's could honestly go up even a little bit higher, as we saw in some of the early morning action in the world's most liquid market there. But what's also interesting is that it's not just U.S. yields that are really getting a rally here. We've seen the 10-year bund up about 3 to 4 basis points. I was watching the 10-year gilt also in the U.K. up about 4 basis points, and then the 10-year French bond also up 3 basis points. So I think this is just a global story. Maybe that's not necessarily pinned to, well, it's the U.S. financial sector that's doing well. I think it appears to be some optimism that money can go into riskier yielding assets with the Delta variant maybe becoming a little bit more subsided. We know that some of those travel advisory restrictions have been lifted between the United States and a lot of these European countries as well. So that's likely boding well for just a return to normalcy, which I think is a big thesis broadly for yields going higher, because we know that they've been really low with central banks around the world pinning them lower. We'll see if that changes with some of these other central banks maybe shifting to a more normalized note in the months to come.
Yeah, and I wanted to come back to Bitcoin as well, because that's going to be a big focus this week, sort of on the side of earnings and everything else, with the introduction of that Bitcoin ETF, which, as I said, the ProShares ETF expected to begin trading tomorrow. We're going to be talking a lot about this. We're talking to Grayscale's Michael Sonnenschein a little bit later today. They had an application for a spot Bitcoin ETF several years ago. They withdrew that. Maybe they're going to come out with another application again. And then we're going to speak to someone from ProShares tomorrow as well. Brian Sozzi, that was yet another of the topics that you wrote about in the Morning Brief.
Yeah, cool, sweet 1600 words here. I'm still trying to, figure out how I whip that up. But anyway, look, Coinbase, you could see a re-rating in the stock here ahead of that, really, as that optimism comes back into to the market for crypto here, potentially ETFs rolling out here. You're seeing Coinbase shares up 11% over the past 5 sessions here. So the market is starting to re-rate Coinbase shares, which has really done nothing since the IPO. I believe the stock was down 27% or so since the company debuted. These constant fears of fee compression that have not lived up to expectations. Coinbase has printed some pretty good results since IPOing. And I look at Mark Palmer, a friend of the show here, coming out recently, $500 price target on Coinbase. So at least from his perspective, he is seeing a potential Coinbase re-rating. And again, up 11% over the past 5 sessions here. That's a big move down a little bit in the pre-market here. But again, when you're seeing price targets potentially at $500 for a Coinbase, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, but remember, we also talked to Christian Bellew from Autonomous, who said he thinks we're going to see a dramatic re-rating in the opposite direction, right? He is not a bull, to say the least, on Coinbase. So, not everybody is all bulled up on that particular stock. I want to dig a little bit more into some of the earnings that we are expecting for this week. I think it's safe to say the marquee ones from an excitement perspective are going to be Netflix and Tesla. Netflix, just because it's Netflix, there's a lot of excitement around Squid Game, et cetera. Tesla, which has sort of had a stealthy rally in the past 6 months or so, and that one's going to be interesting. And then, of course, there's the read-through in terms of supply chains, which are going to be important for all these companies. One that's not listed there is Procter and Gamble, which is out tomorrow, and supply chain and input costs are going to be really important for that one. But really, it's hard to choose which of these to be most excited about or most interested in. Brian Sozzi, I know you have your favorites.
I'm excited about every single earnings report that we are going to be walloped over the head with over the next 5 days. I want all of them, and I want
Pace
them right
yourself, Brian.
now.
Pace yourself.
But all right, but
Pace
PNG,
yourself.
I know. Look, we're all excited about Tesla, all excited about the other earnings, but I think for me, PNG tomorrow is very telling. I think the market has forgotten that PNG warned of almost a $2 billion commodities hit 3 months ago. I mean, the stock has certainly hung in there. I would be concerned if you're out there trading this name into earnings here about P&G warning about even more inflation on top of the nearly $2 billion hit it guided to a couple months ago. Everything we have heard on the inflationary and seen on the inflationary front since P&G last reported over the summer has been even more inflationary. Resins up, oil prices up, cotton prices up, packaging prices up here. So P&G could really be under the gun tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think that's really going to be a big story across all the earnings. I mean, you look at that chart ahead of you that showed all the earnings that we're expecting this week. This is the kind of the part of earnings season where after the thematic kind of cohesiveness of having all the bank earnings at one time, you start to go all over the place because what's good for Netflix might not be good for Chipotle, might not be good for Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, right? These are all completely different companies in different industries. But what's interesting is to kind of bring it all full circle, the whole story for earnings season this quarter really has been rising estimates, right? We've seen rising estimates 3% headed into this third quarter earnings season. And a lot of that is despite supply chain issues and the impact of the Delta variant. So whether or not these price pressures allow these companies at the same time to also increase the margin space that they have is an interesting question because it's not as binary as, well, if you have to increase prices, that means that you're going to be less profitable. In many cases, companies can become more profitable when they raise prices, even if labor and materials costs increase, right? If you only have one bullet to increase prices, maybe you just go for the full gambit and increase prices dramatically. So I think this is going to be a big question for the third quarter. Pace yourself, Brian. I had an energy drink for the first time. My heart couldn't stop. I don't even know how you're going to survive this week.
Well, we got a whole case, buddy.
Yeah, hold me up, dude.
And the last thing I would say is, you know, we keep talking supply when it comes to many of these companies and what they're doing in terms of prices. The reason they can raise prices is not just because, you know, their input costs are going up. It's because people still want to buy the stuff. And so I'm also going to be paying close attention to commentary around demand. Is demand still robust? The implication, if they're raising prices, is that it is, but I'll be looking for explicit commentary around demand as well. And if that is lacking, that then I think is perhaps a warning sign. So one more thing to watch during earnings season, put it on the list, fire up those energy drinks. We are going to be ready.